But we begin today in Canberra, where Malcolm Turnbull has just held his first media conference since the challenge to his leadership. Mr. Turnbull took charge in his party room this morning and called on the challenge. He survived, but only narrowly, winning against Peter Dutton 48-35. Mr. Dutton has quit Cabinet and will now sit on the back bench, but there are rumours swirling around the corridors of Parliament House that he may mount another challenge in a matter of days. Joining us now with the latest is Stephanie Boris. So, Steph, is anyone you've spoken to suggesting that Malcolm Turnbull can survive this?
It does depend on who you talk to. Of course, supporters of Malcolm Turnbull are very much behind him and say that this morning's vote should mark the end of this leadership discussion. However, it is important to note that he only won by 13 votes, and this is being seen as a number of Liberals as a severe wound in Malcolm Turnbull's leadership future. So the fight for this top job, we believe, is far from over. Getting a bit of a mood of how the party room meeting went this morning, those on the Peter Dutton side, so to speak, said that it was a disaster for Turnbull, while those on the Malcolm Turnbull side, of course, said now is the time to move on. It won't be moving on, though, Eleanor, because Tony Abbott has released a statement saying unity has to be created and loyalty has to be earned. They can't just be demanded. Malcolm Turnbull is doing everything he can to try and put a stop to this conversation. And as you mentioned, he's held a press conference a short time ago, urging for it to end.
Today, the Liberal Party Room has confirmed my leadership and Julie's deputy leadership of the Liberal Party, a reminder of the need for political parties and for governments to be united and determined to keep delivering for the people for whom they work, 25 million Australians.
So that's the Prime Minister Malcolm Turnbull speaking in Parliament House a short time ago. Steph, as you say, though, the momentum is there for another tilt. What are you hearing about how soon we could see Peter Dutton challenge again?
It could even be this Thursday. However, there are suggestions it might not be until the next time we return to Parliament, which is in September, because, of course, Peter Dutton and his supporters wouldn't want to mount another challenge unless they were entirely sure that they had the numbers. The suggestion is that if Peter Dutton takes on the top job, then Greg Hunt is being put forward potentially as the new Deputy Liberal leader. Peter Dutton has now gone to the backbench as a result of this morning's meeting, and Malcolm Turnbull was asked about this decision.
So I thank Peter Dutton for his outstanding service as Home Affairs Minister. I've invited him to continue in that office. However, he has said to me, and we've had a good discussion about it here in my office, he said to me that he doesn't feel he can remain in the Cabinet, having challenged me for the leadership of the party, and so he is resigning.
As a result of that, the Home Affairs portfolio will be looked after by Treasurer Scott Morrison at the moment, but this does mean that there will be a Cabinet reshuffle as a result.
So, Steph, we've had Peter Dutton leave the front bench. What's the latest on how many more Cabinet ministers the Prime Minister may lose and when?
Well, the ballot today was a secret ballot, so technically Malcolm Turnbull doesn't know who voted for him and who voted for Peter Dutton. But as we all know, everyone loves to talk here in Canberra, so the details are coming out about who was for and against Malcolm Turnbull. And there is that idea and the suggestion from a number of Liberal MPs that front benchers or ministers that voted for Peter Dutton will have to step down because they are not in support of Malcolm Turnbull anymore. And with Peter Dutton on the backbench now, this does prove a bit of a problem for Malcolm Turnbull. Because he's not a Cabinet Minister anymore, he's able to speak as freely as he likes, as we see with Tony Abbott.
I've seen leadership challenges before, and it's a resounding vote of support in the leadership team. We don't take it for granted. But what I say to all those who didn't vote for the Prime Minister, we now have the opportunity to focus on what the electorate want to hear from us.
So that's the Deputy Liberal Leader, Julie Bishop, and our reporter, Stephanie Boris, bringing us up to date there.